to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. I worked the week of 4th of July because my son was playing at Williamsport Baseball and we couldn't leave. So when I was here, Sarge was filling in and someone called and insulted Sarge and Sarge went ballistic. Well, why don't you go back to your mom's basement? So under the guise of, and I swear to God, I had no idea calls were, I mean, it's the 4th of July week. I'm just trying to kill time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bunch of calls, and it would be kind of like they are now. They would be talking about something, and then they would insult Sarge, and then Sarge would start going ballistic.
But you did that for a while, and you were taking calls specifically that were insulting Sarge.
I didn't know that they'd be, I mean, I thought it was funny when they insulted Sarge, but I didn't know. It didn't say, like, going to insult Sarge.
Well, Sarge sucks, it would say on the screen and stuff like that. Well, what would it say?
Whatever we were talking about. Like, they would want to. I mean, I kind of knew because there were full phone lines.
Okay.
I mean, I had to
gang up on them, right.
But I mean, you know, July 5th isn't, the world's greatest day to be on the radio.
Right, but that was kind of the birth of all of this.
Yeah, it was the birth, and it was organic, and it's actually Sarge yelling at them that got this all going. So now people are calling into various shows and saying how Sarge sucks.
It's kind of taken on a life of its own.
And it wouldn't be the worst thing if it started branching out to other radio stations. I mean,
you're saying, like, spread it. Yeah. Like a virus.
The Amy Lawrence ones are fantastic because she just hates it so much. But, like, I don't know if it's going to really bother any of the other shows. So, I mean.
And the thing is, too, is that, like, you know, Sarge came in yesterday. All right, we wanted to have him on the air with us. We did. I mean, it was at the end of the show. Beetle was out, so Hardy was going to sit where Beetle does.
And Sarge and filled in for Hardy.
Sarge was going to do that. And so we're in the other room, and we want him to come on the air, but I guess Sarge wasn't here yet, or was he, and he just didn't want to come on?
No, he wasn't here yet.
He wasn't here. Okay. So we're in the office, and Sarge comes in and he goes, hey, you bunch of jerks, all stuff. Ha, 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 just kidding, Fred. I got no problem with you. Rich or fat? And I was like, all right, cool, man. I don't know how to process it. He goes, yeah. You know, Walk, what are you looking at right now? Hey, you know, Andrew Dice Sarge over here. Oh, and he just starts like insulting everyone.
Started attacking
Jamelli. It starts attacking like Nick, hey, you look like something creepy. What are you, not allowed around schools or something like that? Oh, we're all like, all right, man. So,
but he was very, very, not gregarious. No. He was very humble. He was. He said that he enjoyed it. Saying all the right things.
Right. Sarge obviously understands, and but that doesn't stop people. And when people hear stuff like that, for some reason, just the calls continue. Even yesterday. Yesterday was just a banner day. Let's just randomly go to this clip.
John in Las Vegas, what's your question?
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love the way you do business. I have two questions, and I will be quick. Question one, do you think Malcolm Butler still harbors any resentment or ill will towards Belichick? And question two, I've always wanted to know, who is your least favorite coworker? It's got to be Sarge, right?
Okay. That's a Sarge call.
Okay, all right. So.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Thanks, Mike.
You're not. John, first of all, John from Vegas is nothing if not prolific. John from Vegas is a...
It's right. He is the Beethoven of all of this. Like, he's the master crafter.
Yeah, well, he's like the prince because his output is... I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
He's got tapes and tapes and tapes.
Right.
Like, even if you called shows in, like, Cleveland or something, it would be funny.
Right.
Like, they don't even have to be in Boston.
No, I don't care. If you just want to just, you know, leave that anywhere.
But then you would have to say Sarge from 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Yeah, right. You know, and complain about, if you're in Los Angeles, complain about how the Dodgers blew it and say, but still it's not as bad as listening to Sarge on 98.5 to Sports Hub. Just throw it out there. Anywhere you could do it. It would work in almost any city. It doesn't matter.
Because you're not going to shake Felger and Maz. I mean, they're not gonna. I mean, they're not gonna get.
Doesn't mean you can't continue to try.
I would
not,
rather
not to piss them off.
No, I'd rather your efforts be spent elsewhere, like Amy actually, Lawrence.
Well, let's see what this clip is. Hang on. Hey,
let's keep going with your phone calls, though. John is in Las Vegas. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Mr. Jones. As usual, you are overreacting. T-Rose comments are young and hungry. That's what you want out of your young and hungry player. I also find it funny that you spend, what is it, three segments talking about, Scary Terry's comments, but you haven't mentioned one time how terrible Sarge is on the radio.
I win every time. I'm God. Know that.
Did I overreact? I don't think I'm overreacting.
So they ignored the Sarge.
No, I mean, Adam Jones just kept his bat on his shoulder like he was taking a strike. You know? Come on.
Do you have the Amy Lawrence from yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, this. Okay, so.
There was another one this morning.
Well, yeah. Amy Lawrence is getting killed. First of all,
Amy Lawrence is the Rosetta Stone right now.
Because she doesn't know how to handle it.
No, it drives her insane for no reason.
The question is, when did today? Now, we'll get to it. The timing of this phone call, is it a new record or not?
I don't know. It is not, I'm told. This is from 3:30 in the morning.
Dick Donahue, our friend, says, you got to get on Feinbaum. Yeah, we got to get.
That's a tall order.
Call in with an accent like this in Alabama, and they'll put you right through.
That's got to be an insanely hard show to get on. All right. The Amy Lawrence stuff is great because it just drives her insane.
With BC Clemson, they could see a local line
Good call.
There's the rare big
college football game this weekend.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be a real barn burner. Do you know how bad Clemson's going to be Boston College?
But if Boston College wins, just suppose they win.
Oh, well, it'll be huge.
Will anyone care about college football here if BC actually wins this game
for a minute?
No, because they won't be in the playoff picture. There's no way that they can be. I mean, there's nothing.
No, but they might actually get to a New Year's Day game if they win this game.
No, no one cared when they were. Weren't they number one for a time?
No, they were in the top five, but never number one.
Okay, when they had.
You're talking about when they had Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, yeah. In the late 90s, I want to say. Yes.
Well, I was here. So
it was like 2006, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
2006,
yeah.
I know they've been in the top five. They've never been number one.
No, because we were here when Matt Ryan was on BC, and I was
blown away that it was like sixth page news.
You had
a Heisman candidate. Yep. I was like, this is crazy.
No, you have a guy who's going to be the number one pick in the draft who's leading this team. All right, here we go.
John is in Vegas. John, we only have like 45.
Jesus, John's from Vegas.
God. He just doesn't sleep. Wow.
Well, is he really in Vegas, I wonder?
No, this is from the other day.
No, I know. Yeah. But John from Vegas, very prolific.
John is in Vegas. John, we only have like 45 seconds, so you have to go quick.
All right, I'll be very quick. First, I love the show, Amy. Fantastic. I listen to you every day. But the big thing on the Pats is I don't think they can win a championship this year. I love the Pats. I think they're rolling at 7-2. But Brady looks a little old. The defense looks suspect. And just real quick, my other point was, the other day, you got a call, a guy talking about Mike Sarge Riley in Boston, a radio host. I wanted to just confirm with you, he is really terrible on the radio.
Oh, stop. Stop it, John. I can't believe you're wasting your time. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. If you want to criticize, then call his radio station and criticize him. Don't call me and make my show a platform for that. I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about him. And you shouldn't be, can we have some class, please? I apologize to, what was his name? Mike. I'm sorry, that shouldn't be happening on my show. If I had known that, it wouldn't have happened. 855-212-4227, that's our number when you have class.
That's right, she wears a gown to work every day. She's a very classy lady.
Shall we go to 538 this morning?
Okay.
538 this morning on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Michael is listening in Boston. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing? Two quick points. I got to run into work or my boss is going to be mad at me, but... I think the Pats versus the Titans is going to be closer than people think. I got the Pats 42-6.
Hang on. Where's the rest? Did it cut off?
Oh, no.
We've been sarged. We have been sarged.
Now they're cutting it off. That's awful.
No.
Did they dump it?
No. We wouldn't have played it.
That's our clip that got cut off.
I thought that was an explanation of how the Amy Lawrence people are started dumping.
All right.
The Sarge mentions.
All right. Well, that is a big market tease. I see that Mr. Lifshatz in the other room has made it in. He was behind the Bird Express, apparently.
That's right. At JBird 382.
That's right, because it took the entire month of March for him to be born.
Right. He was a breech, or whatever the hell they call it. All right, here we go. Dan Lifshitz, one half of the Bankroll Boys. The other one is drowning in a haze of marijuana and pills as he enjoys his honeymoon. Dan Lifshitz will join us and tell you all you need to know about the wonderful world of betting.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Michael is listening in Boston. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing? Two quick points. I got to run into work or my boss is going to be mad at me. But I think the Pats versus the Titans is going to be closer than people think. I got the Pats 42-6. And then...
Wait, did you say closer than people think? Oh, let me get. That's supposed to be a joke.
Sarge from Boston Sports Radio is horrible.
Thanks so much for the 42-6 prediction. I appreciate that. That's I guess the joke part was lost on me for the second there. It's closer than what most people think.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
Amy Lawrence is really bad at radio.
Dan was just saying my headphones. If I'm Amy Lawrence, I'm not taking any more calls from either Boston or Vegas.
I don't know. John from Vegas will find a way.
If he's even from Vegas.
It comes up Vegas, but I think once you put it in, that's what happens.
Then it just stays there, yes.
Yeah, because your name comes up on the actual phone, mm-hmm. the number that you're calling from. Dan Lifshitz is one half of the Bankroll Boys. He was caught in that traffic in 93. Apparently, there's a video now of the truck hitting the tunnel.
Apparently.
So what happened? What are they saying they happened? Dan and the other, what are they saying happened in this accident?
So picture a tractor trailer truck, but the back of it is a flatbed. There's not a container on the, not a full container.
Yeah.
A smaller container, a moving storage container, was too high. So as this truck is cruising through 93 South into the tunnel, the top of whatever he is carrying on the back gets crushed by the top of the roof of the tunnel.
Too high for the 93 tunnel?
So it's almost
as if... How high did you stack that thing?
It's almost as if it's like a can opener, and it just rips the entire top off. So my assumption, because I was just talking to somebody who works here, said that they're detouring people off, putting you up into downtown Boston, and then trying to get you back on and another exit. They have to be looking at the structural integrity of what it hit above. They have to.
Insanity.
And this is going to happen no real
tunnels.
Quick.
There should be no tunnels.
How tall did they stack that thing?
It's one... Rich, it's just one thing. It almost looks like it's a storage, a separate storage container on the back of a flatbed of an 18-wheeler.
Because how tall do you think that is? Like from the
14,
from the
probably 14 feet.
See, I thought it would even be taller than that. Is the 93 tunnel that is going like right by downtown?
Yeah. Right by the garden.
Yeah, I thought it was taller than that. So for to smack the top of it, that is
okay. So right now it's about 2 hours and 10 minutes to get from 495 into the city.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. There's no reason to have a tunnel ever. There's nowhere that you need to go to be in a tunnel.
Well, you got to go underwater sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Getting to Logan Airport would be problematic. You need to
build
tunnel.
A bridge.
I thought you didn't like bridges either.
I don't like bridges.
Bridges make sense. You're still outside. The you know your things. You're on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The tunnels are ridiculous.
There used to be a bridge that went right through downtown.
I know there was.
The artery they called it.
Yep, and it was beautiful. It was the most.
It only took
bridge.
About what was it, Dan? 17 years to dismantle the thing and dig the tunnel.
Yep,
the big dig.
Big dig.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that just proves if you take the tunnel going to work or anywhere in your life,
you're asking for it.
I can vouch for that.
Oh, dude, that's taller than 14 feet. I'm looking at a picture of it now. I mean, that is somebody who was wildly irresponsible.
The great thing ridiculously is so cool and calm the entire time. I can only imagine what life was like with you in the car.
Did you even get
not great?
Yeah. So punching of a steering wheel or two, possibly?
A lot of beeping, a lot of swearing.
Yeah. Good for you.
A little anger.
That's always good. Right. So is any of that anger resulting from some of the bets you placed last week? How did you do last weekend.
So we crushed college football. We swept. We went 6-0.
And you've been sucking at college football. This is a good week.
So two in a row. We went 5-1 last week, 6-0 this week.
Nice.
And then we went 1-4 in the NFL. So we're crushing NFL. We were getting killed in college football. And the last 2 weeks have been crushing college football and getting killed in the NFL. Just can't win.
All right, let's. Have you looked at the spread for the BC Clemson game?
I have. The spread is Clemson minus 20.
Oh my lord. Yeah, okay,
small.
So I mean, it might be. So what are you hearing as far as the betting is concerned? What do you recommend?
Yeah, so I mean, pretty much the sharp money's coming in on Clemson right now, meaning that people think that they're gonna
win by more than 20,
which is why
the spread was 30. I'd take it.
Someone tweeted to me yesterday and goes, "Oh, it's the biggest sporting event in Boston this weekend." I was like, "There's no sporting event where a 20 spread is an important event anywhere ever." So, but I mean, yeah, Clemson's just been rolling the past few weeks. They look literally unstoppable. I think they put up like 60 or almost 70 versus Florida State, and they've just been disgusting since the North Carolina State game. So I mean, I'm not touching BC. I would absolutely lay the 20 with Clemson.
Really, a spread that big, and obviously,
I don't think you've seen Clemson play.
Well, listen, Clemson's amazing, but BC's number 18 now, right? I mean, it's not like this is like
this
is
Boston College's best year in a long time, and Clemson is so much more talented. I mean, I think even the most staunch BC supporter understands this. If BC wins this game, this would be an upset of massive proportions.
Yeah. Like they beat USC the other year, and it was cool because no one thought they would win. If they beat Clemson,
it's massive.
It's just not going
to
happen.
This is like going back to the upset of Notre Dame in the early 90s if they win this one.
Oh, yeah, flexing the muscles.
Damn right I am.
That's flexing them muscles.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's look at the NFL. Let's start with, of course, the...
So they beat Miami.
Yes, I was there for that, but Miami's about on par with BC. They're about the same record, about the same strength of schedule. I mean, it was a nice win.
I think the spread in that game was like 3.5 points.
They lost to Purdue.
Yes, they did.
30-13.
Purdue's been good.
They were winless when BC played them and lost.
I watched Purdue last week. They weren't so great. They were playing Michigan State.
Yeah, then they... No. Yeah. No, that was 2 weeks ago. Who did they play last week? I can't remember the point, but yeah, they covered last week. So
okay, well, they covered last week.
Are they good or are they good against the spread? I think there's two different things.
No, they've been pretty good the last four, five, six games. They put in some pretty good teams. Michigan State, they lost to by like 10. We were actually on Michigan State that game. They did cover last week, and they covered the week before versus Ohio State and outbeat them outright. So that was their big win of the year.
All right, well, let's talk about, speaking of big spreads, is this the biggest NFL spread of the year, where you've got the Kansas City Chiefs favored by 17 against the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest spread of the year, and it's probably going to be like that unless you see Nathan Peterman, you know, face an elite opponent this year. Mm-hmm. At this time, I mean, the Kansas City is now 8-1 against the spread, best in the NFL. I don't know. I mean, I'm not personally going to be on it. I don't know about Joe, but I'm not going to lay the 16 or 17, whatever it is. I'm not going to do it. If you want to do something, maybe the first half, if you really are, you know, you really want to bet that game. But to me, there's no reason to do that. Maybe you take the Arizona Cardinals team total under, okay, like if you wanted to do something.
All right, so Patriots, Titans.
Hang on real quick. Do you think that your boy's on his honeymoon? Have you been in contact with him gambling?
So I've been letting him kind of just do his thing because he told me that it was a wild wedding. By the way, we did... We did over-under on Murray prop bets for the wedding on Adam Jones the other night, and I'm waiting for him back so he can get those results.
What were the prop bets?
We had over-under 17.5 alcoholic beverages consumed by Mr. Murray the wedding night, not during the reception or anything, post-reception.
Post-reception?
Post-reception, 17.5 drinks.
Okay.
I know my man likes to drink.
How do you do?
We don't know. I'm waiting for him to get back.
All right.
So we have like four or five others. We had over under half a number that Sarge gets that night.
What was the over under?
It was half a number, half a legit number. I took the over. I think Sarge is going to score at that wedding. That's my guess.
You guys are very into Sarge and his ability to finesse ladies.
He's I'm telling you, he's better with the ladies than people think. He really is.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. All right, was there anything else?
Yeah, we had over under 1.5 college football games watched by Murray during the party sneak away, And then over under 4.5 bets made by Murray during the wedding party.
Oh, you know he can't stay away from
exactly
that.
Exactly.
Even on his honeymoon, I guarantee you he's still betting the same amount that he did before.
Well, we're going to try and find out.
Okay. All right.
He's sitting on the beach wherever he is and like just looking at his phone has the game day broadcasts and just torturing himself.
All right, quickly, what's the lock of the week? Give me something good.
To be honest with you, I'm starting to like Tampa Bay -2 this week, or -3 this week versus Washington. Washington has just been awful the past couple of games. A lot of people like Detroit this week, and a lot of people like Philly this week too. So I think all three of those games are pretty good. I don't think there's anything that stands out for me this week.
Yeah, I don't like any of them. I don't like any of those.
Oh, you guys are soft.
I am.
Oh, wait, Sarge is on the hotline.
Uh-oh. Sarge!
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
All right.
Hello, Sarge.
Go ahead.
I was at the wedding. You want a quick recap?
Yes.
Yes.
From what I remember, it was a good time. Have a good day. No, seriously.
Oh, no, Fred!
Wait a second.
Fred!
I thought that he was done. Oh, come on.
So you know Sarge, you know he's going to throw a corny joke in there like that? You got to wait?
No, I didn't know that was happening.
No, wait. He said, I thought it was good. Have a good day, right?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
But
I thought he was done. I do. I thought he was done.
I thought that's
the Sarge joke, and that was it.
How
Shats can have a backup on this.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
See? I mean, honestly,
is it weird that I know Sarge better than you guys?
No.
You know he's going to go, but seriously, folks.
This is a guy who knows him a lot better than anyone else in this room, and he thought that Sarge was done.
I mean, Sarge is usually leads off with a corny joke, but he continues. There was a pause, a couple of seconds.
That's a pregnant pause there. Fred, I'm with you. I stand with you on this.
Well, I mean, Rich is asking, do I know Sarge? And the answer is no.
And by the way, it's not like we can't call him back. Well, I mean, honest to God, it's not necessary. Like he's going to call in again.
Sarge, I apologize. I stepped on your joke. All right, so are you letting this ride there, Richie Rich?
No, not this week. There's nothing in there that I like. Although, you know what I will do? I'll put 100 on BC to cover that spread.
Oh, jeez. Boy, don't do that.
All right, $100 on BC.
I'll put $100 on BC to just not lose by 20.
And by the way, let's make sure we plug the podcast. He's doing it alone this week.
Oh, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes, solo over under 985. You can listen to it. We have a Twitter at over under 985. So, yeah, go ahead and listen.
By the way, when you were doing your podcast in the studio behind us the other day,
yeah,
I could hear Joe.
Really?
Yeah, he gets very animated at times.
All right, well, next time I'll tell him to calm down.
No, it's
Tone it back.
No, you want him to go crazier?
Yes, him to go crazier. More people will listen. It's more enjoyable for us to listen to.
All right.
Young Nicholas is here. We're just moments away from me seeing my baby. My new ride.
That was really weird with Sarge.
You don't say. What's the over-under on how many weird things he's going to say to us later?
I don't know. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
All right, this wreck is utterly ridiculous. So once again, Dan, can you kind of encapsulate what's going on? You know better than
anybody. Now that there's video out there, they don't need Bird anymore. They don't need that still shot anymore. They've got video.
Well, Bird had his moment in the
sun. Oh, absolutely. Inside the tunnel, looked like a tractor trailer with a separate piece of cargo on the back of its flatbed, not an attached trailer. Went through the tunnel, and it was too tall. It literally got can opener on the top of the roof of the tunnel and came to a screeching, grinding halt. So apparently they're getting people off, trying to get you back on at the Mass Pike.
It's the O'Neill Tunnel southbound.
O'Neill Tunnel, so you're 93 southbound.
Yeah.
After you go past the entrance, you know, into the tunnel and somewhere in the middle there.
Okay, so I'm getting now people, or listeners are tweeting me photos of them, the sign sitting in traffic. Because you know how their one says, like, hey, this many miles, it's going to take this many minutes to get there.
4 miles, you're going to take you 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. It usually says that. Except there's a guy who's sitting in front of a sign right now that says, Zakin Bridge, 4 miles, 80 minutes. Oh. 90 via 93 South, 6 miles, 99 minutes. And then the winner of all of these, there's a guy who's sitting at a place where it says, Zakin Bridge, 11 miles, 114 minutes.
Yeah, there's...
Just go home. Go home.
Don't go to work. It's the perfect excuse. And by the way,
there should be no tunnels. Just to reiterate that. By the way, be listening before the end of the hour to for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black on his Jokes on Us tour this Saturday night at the Box Center Schubert Theater. Tickets still available at boxcenter.org/Lewis Black.
And you were talking about if what they are indeed doing, because the video shows this canister smacking the top of the inside of the tunnel. If they have to stop and test the structural integrity,
they got
to
close it. They got to close the tunnel down.
That's taking forever. Like, that's not something that's going to clear up after they get all the stuff off the street. This is a long process to get that done. So just go home, or just don't try to go through the city, because I guarantee you that's a nightmare as well.
You should never go through a tunnel
ever.
No, I don't understand why. I mean, you can knock yourself out and have.
What's faster?
I'm not going off of that. I'm not going off of that.
Fred, don't you worry about Freestyle Thursday. That's the stuff going on around you. Don't you worry about
worrying about
the sweet course that's being set up.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going off that thing.
Fred, you're the one who said you wanted to do tricks and jumps.
I said I was going to do tricks and sweet bunny hops. I never said I was going to go crazy jumps.
Yeah, you did.
Well, maybe I did. But you got to get.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just meeting her this morning.
It is Freestyle Thursday.
It's perfect size.
Fred finally gets his bike that Nick has made yesterday, and in studio he's going to do all the sweetest tricks in the world.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's perfect size for Nick. If I was 8 inches shorter. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, it's terrible to hear about all that traffic up in the tunnel there, but you know who wouldn't be stuck in traffic?
Who?
Freddie T and his sweet, sweet ride.
That's right.
People feeling right by him. Doesn't need a car.
I just jump over the dang tunnel.
I'm bringing in stuff for the awesome obstacle course we're making inside the studio, and Fred just keeps going, no! And I'm like, yeah! What, do you want to live on the edge? You want to gleam the cube? You got to step
so
out.
So is that skateboarding
going
now
in here?
You can't gleam the cube
yes,
on a bike.
Where else are we going to do it? We're doing it here.
Okay.
We're setting up an awesome obstacle course inside the studio.
Okay.
Including the grand finale of the jump of Teeth River Canyon of John Wallach's teeth.
I'll do it if you do it, Rich.
No.
I'll do it if you do it.
I don't have the gap.
You're a bigger man.
You guys go side to side. I'll clear both of you.
Perfect.
I've got to make the sweet video that's going to get him sponsored.
No one else in the building is capable of doing that.
Listen,
okay.
Man, we're going to send this off to all the big companies. We're getting sponsored off this video.
Sure.
All right.
We're all going to start wearing rad patches.
People from other stations are walking by and laughing at how ridiculous this thing is.
This is not ridiculous. This is sport. All right. Listen, when you got the talent and the skills, as you say you do.
I do.
Yes, Bert, that's a bike.
Okay. Stop. How much do you think? How much you want to bet Bert can't ride a bike?
Oh, good call.
That's a side
good
bet.
Good call.
Oh, you know, Bert's face. Here he comes.
That's a side bet.
I'm insulted.
My bike
since I was like four.
Go ahead.
We're not going to do anything with a bike because Fred's got to see it first. All right. We
all right,
have to
fair
wait.
Enough. Okay.
Because there was a person who worked in the show who could not ride. Get off! Don't you do that? Thank you. My goodness.
By the way,
he's legit pissed. Look at him.
By the way, Jamelli was riding that thing all over town. There's rumors that Jamelli has customized this for himself.
Really?
That is a conversation.
Well,
that's
it
been
fits
had
him a lot better than it fits you.
Yeah, because he's about half my size.
That's true too.
Vertically.
I understand.
Do you think I'm a foot taller than him?
No.
Than Nick?
Yeah.
No. A foot taller, maybe?
You're 6'3", right?
6'2".
Okay,
she's 5'7".
Okay, no, okay, it's close. It's like 89 inches.
You're almost a whole head taller.
Yeah, you're a head taller, but not a foot.
Yeah.
All right.
And not quite.
And most of my my stick legs handle most of the height.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that womanly butt.
Okay.
All right.
Don't mind me, by the way, during the commercial break. I'm making magic happen around here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We're going to have the GoPro on the front of the camera, on the front of the bike, pointing at Fred. But do we have somebody filming him? Going around the studio, this awesome
you can
obstacle
just
course.
Just put it on Instagram Live.
Okay, Nick's got it. Thank you, Nick. We
just
appreciate
put it on Instagram Live.
Yep.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, but then you gotta, like, do you have
an Instagram? It saves.
You wanna do it on my Instagram account? The Touch and Rich Official? Okay, that's fine. And it saves?
Yep.
Can you then post that? Okay, now let's get all the old man questions will be later on. Okay, all right.
Yeah, then you can post. I don't know what the gig size is.
Everyone's saying
that was such a mistake.
People saying Fred jumping the Eagles gap will easily be a top five highlight of the year. He's going to make it too. He'll go all the way.
So I'm a little excited that it's in the studio.
Oh yeah,
because
it's the entire thing's contained in the studio.
The idea of me killing myself
doing laps
is a little bit less. Given the lack of room in here.
Right, should be doing, you know, doing laps all over the place?
Yeah, there's like no big runway. For which to kill myself.
Why not?
Things change when you're 30. When it's been 30 years since you've ridden a bike. All right, but nonetheless, I'm going to kick ass. It doesn't matter. I brought a hat with the brim, like
painter's cap look. Yeah,
yeah, a little painter's cap.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't bring like the big goggles like they wear in the locker room when they spray champagne. You didn't go straight up BMX.
I got a painter's cap, and then I got a little kamikaze hat with the flaps in the back.
Yeah, that's the best. The flap.
I had them.
You look, one of the guys trying to raise the arc.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had them.
Good Jesus.
Name this movie.
Quicksilver Lightning.
No, I don't know. This is the worst Journey ripoff ever. It's a band called Touch from the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Really? What scene is this in?
It's none of them.
Okay. It's from a scene.
It's on the soundtrack. It's the worst Journey ripoff. Listen. That's not Steve Perry.
Wow. Sounds like early Survivor.
Yeah, well, of course it is. It's on the Rocky IV soundtrack.
And by the way, I don't want to hear anything about not talking sports, because that disses the whole freestyle bike community.
It is disrespect. When are we going to see it? When are we doing this? 10 minutes from now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you want. I'll get in there and I'll jam it on home. I mean, young Nicholas is out there working hard. There's a lot of wood.
Well, listen, I mean,
did we bring the wood in?
No, just stuff them around the office.
What could possibly go wrong?
Jeez. All right, well, we'll break.
Someone said we need Bob Zosi and Zoe to call this freestyle play-by-play. Right.
We are missing the play-by-play. But yeah.
That's as high as the seat goes, you're sure?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Oh, young Nicholas.
Guys, discuss this off the air, all right? The magic needs to happen. We need to get this all structured and ready to go,
all right? I see. All right.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not afraid to kick ass. I for sure got one trick up my sleeve.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. It's got four pegs on it.
Okay.
Let's just say two are going to rock and roll tonight.
Two of them? All right. And no breaks, which makes this even more fun.
No breaks.
Oh, jeez.
No.
It's big padding around the walls.
It's really big.
All right.
It's a big bike.
All right.
It's suitable for a man of 6'2".
It's going to look like... Remember the front cover of the Guinness Book of World Records? When you had
fat guy on the motorcycle. Yeah.
It was like, yeah. It was like a scooter.
Well, you weren't kidding. Yeah. Those wheels are turquoise. How about that?
All right. Well, my kids just got an early present for Christmas. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black on the Jokes on Us tour this Saturday night at the Box Center. Schubert Theater. Tickets still available at theboxcenter.org/Lewis Black. I'll tell you this, is that... hold on to your hats, because Daddy's about to make a scene.
Maybe you should go to Toucher and Rich Official on Instagram. That's where it's the magic's going to happen. We'll get that up and going.
Yeah. You should get on that. And, you know, maybe sit the family around and just go, you can do anything you want in life. You want to get radical? And that's kind of like my message.
Let's get radical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be the raddest mathematician, do it. Rad's not just about being on a bike.
If you want to be the raddest, like, renegade chef with frosted tips, you could do that.
There's no boundaries when you want to get rad. Pick up my new book, Radical Life. Yeah. You know, sometimes you get some burns. Sometimes you flip her over. But that's just another opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
You only get one shot, one opportunity.
No. No. You get a lot of shots. Failure just means keep trying. All right, we'll be right back.
Thatcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. It's go time, Daddy. I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Saw Charlie and Mac. They had a couple sweet dirt bikes. Said to myself, why don't you get one? But one that's a little more rad. And I've been talking a lot of stuff. I've been talking about how I'm going to get radical. And Rich has set up a course here in the studio, which, by the way...
And it is sweet.
And there's... It's so structurally sound. What could... And there's so much room, too, which is great. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, there's no room, and then it's about a foot high.
Listen, there's enough room. Listen. Yes. The masters can do great things in the smallest spaces. Don't knock the space. Knock the rider. And I think you got what it takes. You've got the... listen, you want to fly or do you want to be grounded like all those squares?
Hey,
all right?
Hey, oh,
take it to the sky, kid.
Oh,
get those mighty wings and fly.
Oh, don't... Look it, I promised you I was going to get radical.
John knows how hard we've been working on this course.
I'm looking at the devious stuff here.
Man. Hey, listen, we will introduce the course in a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fred hasn't even seen
the ride, his sweet BMX ride.
The stuff over on this side of the studio, Fred, is just fantastic.
In fairness, I've seen it through the window, and she looks nice. She looks like she'll totally fit me.
So
she looks like I just burned $300 and some odd.
So Nick has been working on this. It's been something for a couple weeks now. We've been trying to figure out when he's going to get this done. He took it home last night. He made it. And finally, it is done. Young Nick brought it in this morning. And now Fred, after talking a lot of talking himself up, saying that he is indeed the next great BMX rider, we have developed a course here in studio where he can show us just how sweet his skills are.
And maybe I'll give you a little treat and do a little bit of freestyling.
And so if you want to watch this live, you can listen to it, obviously, if you want to watch it live. You can go to the Thatcher and Rich, it's called Thatcher and Rich Official on Instagram. Nick is going to record on Instagram live. We'll post it, obviously, later on. I tested it out. It's working. There's a lot of people looking to get on there.
Okay.
All right. Well, good. Listen, it's an exciting time to be alive.